This is Twit.
So tell us a bit about, I suppose, a quick overview of what Friend of Career is, the kind of short elevator pitch, and then we'll back up and dip into things. So what exactly is Friend of Care? How do you describe it to people?
So Friend of Care is a platform to you run your own social network, and you can also federate with other Friendica nodes or Diaspora or Mastodon using open source protocols.
And you mentioned Mastodon. So is it related to Diaspora then?
Both projects aren't related to each other and they can't speak to each other. But at Friendica, we made a point of supporting the most protocols possible. So we are able to communicate with Mastodon users and Diaspora users.
That's excellent. Is it something so a few years ago, I used Identica. I don't know if you ever used that.
Yes.
That was, so I know Evan who set up Identica, and he was a guest on another show that I did. And he was telling us about the open microblogging protocol that he was pushing and they were trying to get going at the moment. So obviously with Twitter and other things dominating, I mean, Twitter basically won, didn't it, in the end, but Twitter dominating that whole kind of microblogging area, they wanted a protocol that, so rather than being like walled gardens in the old days, like you had your email, like if I was on AOL and you were on something else, you couldn't talk to each other. That seems a bit stupid. So they want to have an open microblogging protocol. So is that similar? You just have open protocols that you use?
Yes, exactly. So there are like a few protocols like OS Status and more recently ActivityPub that have been designed with decentralization in mind.
Excellent. So how did you come to get involved with the project then?
So in 2016, I was still perfectly happy on Facebook. And my account was frozen because I was not using my official name. I didn't want to submit a government ID, so I looked for alternatives. And I first settled on Diaspora, but I couldn't contribute myself to the project because I didn't know any Ruby. So I looked for another project that was also decentralized that I could contribute to, and I landed on Friendica, who is in PHP.
Excellent. So you mentioned it's in PHP. So I haven't done much with Diaspora. I remember there was a big fuss about it. I know it's in Rails. I did look at that much of it, I suppose. I remember there was a big fuss. They got like a load of VC funding or something. The four people that set it up, I think, got a phenomenal amount of VC funding. But it feels like, I don't know how popular it is these days. You'll obviously know better than me, or maybe you don't because you've moved on. But I looked at it and went, well, there's nobody here, and it doesn't feel like anybody's setting up their own pods and linking them and stuff at the time. This is years ago. And I've never really gone back. So do you think it's still going? Is it still going? I realize I'm asking you about the wrong project here, but we will get back onto Friendica in a minute, I promise.
Well, it is important for us because more Diaspora nodes would mean we have access to more users. We can communicate with more, with more users. So it is still relevant. As of right now, there are about 200 Diaspora nodes with 700,000 users, according to the public statistics.
No, that's quite a lot. I hadn't thought of that. But as you said, you've got this communication, the ability to communicate between the two things. So I suppose if they get more users, it is beneficial as well.
Yeah, and it was especially true with Mastodon, who popularity has skyrocketed in the last year.
Is that something to do with GNU Social? Am I getting that confused with something else?
It is something else, but we are also compatible with it.
Cool. Okay, so that was obviously I've let that question slip out now, but I've looked at GNU Social and what they're trying to do with Free Software Foundation and so on. So that does that relate to what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. They are using the OS Status protocol, which we're compatible with. So we are able to also interact with GNU Social users.
Excellent. That's really, really good. I suppose the point here, which is really obvious, and we've kind of, I've already said it a few times, but you really need services to be able to talk to each other, because otherwise they're all walled gardens. And, you know, hopefully on Floss Weekly, we'd support that kind of message that, you know, things should talk to each other so you can exchange in open protocols and so on, and then work on your software and make sure it talks to each other. So that's obviously really important to you guys. Is that, does that drive people to come and use Prendica, you think? Do you get a lot of people who just come because they want the political side,
yes,
or the free side?
Definitely. For example, I came from Diaspora and I moved over to Prendica, and I was able to keep all my contacts on Diaspora. So it is a big plus. Additionally, we're supporting like proprietary connectors, for example, with Twitter. So I was able to keep my Twitter account and like receive all the message in Prendica directly.
And that is really cool.